House Speaker Robert DeLeo announced he is in conversations with Northeastern University over a possible job, leading to speculation he will soon be stepping down. Joining us this morning to discuss his thoughts on that is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I'd like to start by wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, but getting into the talk on the leadership change, DeLeo has been there since, I believe, 2009, and one of the few that have left without any investigations going on.
So how much of a sea change will this really be on Beacon Hill?
Well, it'll be consistent because it looks like Ron Mariano is the leading candidate for the job, and he was like DeLeo's first lieutenant, and I would look for the leadership and the agenda to be pretty much the same because the agendas are made by the Speaker's office.
And, of course, Mariano is a South Shore guy representing Quincy.
He represents Quincy. He's been very good to the South Shore. And I would look for Duxbury Representative Josh Cutler to probably play a big role in the new administration. And Josh has got experience, and he's a veteran, and been very loyal to the South Shore.
Now, of course, DeLeo's not. I should say Mariano. If DeLeo does step down and Mariano does put in for Speaker, he's not going to go unchallenged. Russell Holmes, a Democrat from Mattapan, has publicly announced his candidacy, and he made that clear to legislators on Friday.
I think he's a legislator with experience. He's an individual of color and has been very good. But I think the longevity for Mariano would make him the leading candidate for the position.
So what are going to be some of the biggest challenges that the next House Speaker will have to face when they come in on Beacon Hill?
Well, in my opinion, the budget. They've been spending a lot of money. I don't know where the revenues will be. See what the December revenues are. And, you know, because of the COVID, a lot of money has been spent. So it will be interesting how the budget turns out for 2022 for the towns and cities in the Commonwealth. And can the legislature help them out? Or do they have to eventually go to taxes to bring in more money?
Now, DeLeo's lasted a pretty long time at Beacon Hill, and as we also mentioned, he's leaving without any kind of criminal indictments or criminal investigations pending. That's quite an accomplishment, unfortunately, to say, on Beacon Hill.
It certainly is, and it showed that because there was supposed to be a term on the speakership, as there was for the president of the Senate, but his colleagues wanted to keep him there, so he's been there now for 11 years.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and a very Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And to you and all our listeners. Thank you very much, Stan.
Thank you.